I've been driving in my car, listening to the AC podcast.
Hold
Thanks. It took me long and hard to think of that one. It
took you long and hard. Did it?
Yeah.
Took you very hard.
How much did you have to pay for that?
I was really hard. Yeah. Not a lot. No, honestly, my engineering genius knows no bounds. Or my musical genius knows no bounds. Yeah, I'm going to see how many of these I can get in this episode. Nice. Right, well, on that note,
we're on the same sort of trajectory as last week.
Okay, so before we start, I just want to do a disclaimer and an apology for the tragic...
I think a group apology is very much in order.
For the tragic death of any comedy value last week.
No, the beginning was all right.
Yeah, well, it tailed off. It died about halfway through. And yeah, we apologise. It wasn't odds of form, but I think we're back. I think we're back. We're in double figures. We didn't even acknowledge that last week. We're in bloody
we're in double figures.
Yeah, as in, like, it was episode 10 yet last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, sorry. And welcome back. If you're still listening, thanks.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, we very much appreciate it. You didn't deserve what you had to listen to last week. It was honestly a rambling mess, and we aim to improve.
On some bright news with the double digits that we've hit, we've also hit half a monkey of views.
Oi, oi, big bleh. Damn, Daniel.
Half a monkey. Why are we
views or listens?
Viewage with the ears.
Ear views.
Ear views.
Viewage with the ears.
Hearing.
We also got our PR team to begin an Instagram account.
The ACPIG.
Which will be...
We'll
be investing much time into that in the future.
I think how many are in the team? Is it like 20 or 30?
We outsourced, didn't we? So we... It's a big company. It's a big firm. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Hey, all right.
It's the ACPIG battle station of communication and
the ACP.
Yeah,
the ACP.
The limited. Yeah, I think the company is called ACP PRC, something like that, isn't it?
ACP PRC.
Yeah.
ACPIG PRC.
On the 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. ABC, just you and me.
Was on the mic. Right. I'm going to say.
It's a very long company name.
Right, well, for any new listeners that has literally no idea what the fuck's going on, welcome. Welcome to the AC, the All Right Cheers podcast. Well, honestly, if you hadn't really noticed, we just talk about endless tat. And answer your big questions of the week. Your weekly big questions.
Your weekly big questions. Well, we're getting everyone through these difficult times with a smile.
With a smile, a jingle, and some background laughing. Because apparently I don't. I just laugh at everything. And so does Lewis. So he just gets cross.
That's not true.
And you're getting cross.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if, when I was cross, I was that upbeat about it, you know?
I'm not sure I've ever seen you properly cross.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion.
Oh, maybe I have. I don't. Great. I don't know. I feel like I would have known if I'd seen you, like, apocalyptically cross.
Yeah, I think when people get cross, they go one of two ways, right? They either go like properly outwards, shouty, sort of angry, ranty type deal, or they sort of just go quiet and inwards, if that makes sense. I'd probably say on the latter.
Yeah, I think you had it. I think I have seen you quite cross, and I remember me finding the situation very funny, and you were very cross. And I was like, why are you so cross? And you're like, we're just late, which is funny because you're late to everything.
Oh, yeah,
I was cross.
Yeah. No, that was all good afterwards. Don't worry.
Yeah, afterwards, but, you know, cross. Crandery. Cruzzer.
Punctuality is very dear to me, as you know.
Cruzzer. Oh, yeah, of course. Who are we?
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to introduce yourself? Voice number one.
Me? Yes. I am Lewis.
I am Jacob.
And I am Muzzer.
Cruzzer.
No, I'm not Cruzzer at the moment.
Cruzzer, Craycub, and Cruis. Because we're cross.
I don't know the last time I've been, like, properly cross. To be fair, I wasn't in a great mood last week. But, you know, here we are. We move.
I think all of us seem to be very lethargic.
Yeah.
But, you know, just a bump in the road.
Exactly.
On the journey to laughter.
A minor blip, wasn't it? It happens.
Exactly. And, we're back. With me best pals, recording the Ruddy podcast with some stupid questions, isn't it?
Nothing says a great episode like starting that episode apologising for the last one that went out. That shows the really high quality content that we produce.
Well, let's leave the past, let it rest, let it spin in its grave, and move on to the first segment, which is, what do you think of this?
Mm-mm-mm. Who wants to go first?
Well, Andrew, you told me you had quite a lot of anecdotes for this
I have about 12 anecdotes. Well, not anecdotes, but what do you think of this? Things. But I'm not gonna do all of them. So
thankfully we are gonna put some future episodes out, so you don't need to just jazz your load all over.
Spin them all immediately. I'll go with this one, right?
Yeah.
So there's this song that I sort of discovered recently-ish. And you know when you just can't stop listening to a song? Like, you can't overplay it. And no matter what situation you're in, it's like, yeah, this is a good song. I found a song like that recently. And it's a nice feeling, you know?
What song is it?
What is the song?
The song is called Burner by Ross from Friends.
Oy, oy. Big boy.
That's very alternative. Yeah. Would you say you're partial to some tech or maybe some tech house?
No, I dabble.
That's very cool of you.
So this is quite funny. And almost immediately, I regret the words coming out of my mouth then, because now I've committed myself.
And you've said that it's funny, so if we don't laugh, then...
Well, okay. No.
That's the end.
I'm off. So, I also had this experience today. I found, admittedly, I just want to put a statement out that it's not the original, and therefore I'm allowed this. It's a remix of a certain song by Mr. Styles. And I found it today and I was like, this is correct. This is a good song.
Is it Watermelon Sugar?
It is. Damn, baby. But it is a remix. And I was like, yeah, nice. I feel comfortable in my that. It's close enough, but it's also far enough away where I'm not a 12-year-old girl.
Who's the remix by?
A man named Cryptogram.
Wow. Yeah. Lots of alternative, very, abstract music taste.
What can you say? We're interesting people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'll find out more about that in Andy's music podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Being released soon.
Well, so, yeah, in answer to your, what do you think of this?
TBA.
Yeah. In answer to your, what do you think of this? Yeah, good.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice, especially with the sun out. It's all positive vibes.
The weather today. What a lovely day for me to be inside. I spent most of the day inside, looking out, thinking, I wish I was outside.
Mm. I spent most of the day outside and enjoying it.
That makes me feel nice. Better.
I'll add another. Right, what do you think of this? And I have this problem every single year around this time when it starts to get sunny, and it's sunglasses. I have not owned a pair of sunglasses for more than maybe what, like 5 or 6 months, because I always break them or lose them or something.
Why don't you just look after your things?
I'm normally good. I'm good with literally everything else. It's just sunglasses I can't not lose, you know?
Not lose.
Or break. Like last summer I broke them, which was a shame. So I need to... I don't really know where I was going, but it's always a problem that I have every summer.
I think, yeah, I had... Jacob will be well aware of this great thing. couldn't think of a word there. Great. I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah.
Prescription sunglasses, amazing.
Yeah.
Great for the summer. But I haven't replaced my ones, which were sadly were misplaced.
Sadly misplaced by who, Lewis?
By me in a nightclub.
You?
On the floor, all broken.
All broken.
Wasn't that quite a while ago?
It was a long time, and I never replaced them. I think I've been, you know, replacing them with £1 or £2 pairs of sunglasses.
£2.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I buy like cheap ones, then I'm not really worried if I lose them. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I need to buy expensive ones, and then I will take care of them.
This year is the first year that I've actually got prescription sunglasses, and honestly, I have never taken care of a pair of sunglasses so well in my life, because it's like if I take them off, I genuinely can't see, and it's the first pair of sunglasses that I can actually see through. But then you look like a massive douche canoe when you walk in anywhere and you're like, sorry, I need these to fucking see. But you look like a twat because you're walking around Tesco with your sunglasses on. It's like, well, I can't see the eyes.
That's what I was doing, because in said nightclub, we obviously had a lovely day out in the sun, didn't have my normal pair. There was me having a boogie and then disappeared. So, you know, I need to get on that. I need to be able to see this summer. That'd be nice.
Always good, isn't it?
Not squinting.
Well, AC, thank you for that.
Thank you.
A bit of what do you think of this? Lewis, do you have any?
I tried, I've had, I think you'd call them, is it a loofah?
Mm.
One of the sort of, a shower loofah for a while. I've had it for many years, and I thought I'd try to transition to some sort of big sponge. I didn't like it, so I went back to
loofah. What's a loofah?
Like, I think that's the right word for it, but it's kind of like, you know, it looks like a ball. It's kind of a ball of, like, plastic.
Oh my God,
stuff.
Do people actually use those?
Well, I do. It's exfoliating. It makes you feel really clean afterwards.
Mm. Oh, no, but now I just feel guilty that I've never been properly clean.
Oh, do you just wipe?
Well, yeah,
with your
but
hands?
You know, you get in there, go in all the important bits.
Your elbows and your toes.
In your mouth, in your ears.
Yeah, so I just feel if I'm just wiping over, I'm not getting any of the dirt.
How dirty are you?
Filthy.
Dirty, dirty man.
I've been down in the mines.
Yeah, see, I pride myself on not, like, I'm never so filthy that I need to scrub my skin off. You know, surely you just...
Yeah, but trust me, it's a next level. But what once you cross that bridge, you never go back.
Mm.
How often do you replace your loofah?
I probably should do more often than I actually do. They seem to fall apart.
What? So you scrub yourself so hard that you break you break the fucking thing before getting another one?
Well, they're not the most, you know, robust things. They're kind of held together with bits of string. So, but you know, they do the job. I couldn't tell you how to spell loofah, but or maybe if that's the wrong, but you know, I know what I'm talking about. They got a little string that you kind of hang them up with.
I think I had a Star Wars one for a while. I never used it though. Maybe I'm filthy.
Missed out. Look at your hands. Are they just black and covered in grime?
I'm just covered in...
Maybe you're filthy.
I wondered why people were avoiding me. I'm just covered in filth.
You're not tanned. You're just very, very dirty.
Very filthy. Yeah. Well, AC. Yeah. AC.
Do you want to know how Luther is spelt? Because it's...
You got it.
It's quite a funny spelling.
Is it L?
Yes. Well done.
L O.
No.
U.
R. No, not R either.
L double O P H E R.
No, it's L double O F H F A H. Sorry.
Lufa.
Lufa.
Nice. Oh, I'm going to... Oh, you've inspired me, Lewis. You're an inspiration to the millions, to the masses.
Trust me. It will be like a next level of clean. You really feel like you're getting that dead skin off and you're just exfoliating your whole body.
I'm worried, though, that I'll come out like you that one time we went to a tanning salon.
I think we should leave that for another episode. That needs a much longer bit.
We'll put it in the later bit.
keep them wanting more. Okay. My first and only experience.
Oh, that was so funny. Anyway, moving on.
Christ, yeah, time is ticking away.
And my, what do you think of this? Is what do you think of this? I saw. Oh, okay, it's kind of a question, but not really, because I don't want it to be the main question, but, like, at what point is, like, wearing a hoodie not acceptable anymore in terms of age?
Ooh, good question.
It's not the question. Thank you very much. So what do you think of this?
Are you just asking, what do you think
what,
of this?
What do you think hoodies? Of this? Yeah, hoodies. Because I saw, like, an elderly bloke in a hoodie, and in my head I was like, yeah, nice, trendy, hip, cool. But then I was like, oh, but... You know, it's a hoodie.
They're quite practical. But then, when do you ever put the hood up? Unless you're about to...
I reckon you put it up quite often.
When you're rioting.
You're robbing lots of old ladies.
Committing. Yeah, no, I think you can wear them at any age. Nothing wrong with a good hoodie. Obviously, there's occasions where you shouldn't wear them.
Weddings.
I do like the big pocket.
Court
though.
Hearings. Probably not. A big
no, I didn't rob her.
But you've got you're in all black and you've got your hood up. No. It's cold.
You're wearing exactly what this bloke is wearing on the TV.
You've got this man's face. But I've only recently recently is a touch exaggeration. I'd say I've only started putting my hood up in the last 5 years. Before then, I never put the hood up.
What's the point of a hoodie?
What? Well, ask if you kiddie, don't put the hood up. Kiddie me. Kiddie me.
Kiddie me.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like if you sort of put it up, you can't really look left or right.
It's warm, though.
It's not a straight jacket.
Yeah, no, Lewis pulls his hood up and then pulls the string, so he literally...
So my face just slides within the hood.
I actually think that's the best part of the hoodie when you put your hood up and you just, like... And then your eyes are just in the circle and you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. AC.
I've definitely got a good picture of you like that somewhere.
We'll put it on the AC pig. Yeah.
In the depths.
Well,
face revealing already.
If we get enough people, you know, sending us rampant abuse about wanting to see my face in a hoodie, then they can get it. Give the fans what they want, I reckon.
If we get one
if
comment...
one person asks to see my face in a hoodie like that, we'll put it up.
Oh, go on then.
Right. Okay. And I think that's enough of the... What do you think of this?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Lewis, no. No. Right. Okay.
Go on then, Lewis. Your question. On, Lewis.
Okay. Quite a big question. I feel like we've maybe touched on it before. What?
I just said, yeah. It wasn't anything.
I didn't know if you said where or
it was,
here.
It was absolutely nothing coherent. It was...
just a acknowledgement of me talking. Yeah. But yes, I'm just going to dive straight into it. I think if you could spend a year at any point in history, you could just plop there. You're in that society. You could do whatever you want, and then a year later, you come back here. When would you go?
So the thing is, a year is actually... I know the older you get, relatively a year is not that long. But if you were just taken out of your life for a whole year and just plopped in a random gaff, it's quite a long time, but equally quite a short time at the same time. Do you get me?
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, it's... But, you know, it's... No one else will ever get to do this. So, I mean, make the most of it.
Oh, God.
Did you say you could go forwards or backwards?
You could only go...
I think back. Barnes, not my question.
Yeah.
Cheers, Jake.
I think you can only go back.
Okay. See, previously I've said the 1930s, but A, in hindsight, lacking imagination, and B, I think it was because I was watching a mafia documentary, and I just wanted to go back and be born in New York.
What? Boston. Give me some coffee.
Give me a slice of pizza, mom.
Don't know what that was.
Oh, God. There's been a couple of times where it's just instant. Oh, Christ. Oh, my Christ. I think it would be quite cool to go back, like, ancient Greece. But, here's a question. If you go back, would you have enough money to just be able to do whatever you want? Or would you go back and kind of... You'd have to be in a position where you'd work.
You're just mid tier. You're kind of given it. You're just in society.
Yes, would you actively have to go and work every day, or could you go and experience the culture for a year, not just like
you can go and experience. You don't have to just go, like, you don't have to go and just get a day job.
Yeah, down the lines.
You can't kind of go travel, explore. You know, you've got enough money, but not too extravagant. You can't, you know, meet Julius Caesar with
why not?
You know, famously in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
you might not be able to get yourself in that famous painting.
Oh,
with all
imagine
the Greek,
if you went back
Greek
and man. There was just a picture of you, like. With Jesus or something. double it wagwan.
See, that would definitely be one of my choices.
Yeah, Jesus, what,
you know, one of my shortlists.
Yeah, that was, around that time before you. Yeah, I was going to say that would be my choice.
You'd both go and see Jesus Christ, Lord Savior ourselves.
Ancient Greece.
I was about to say, I don't.
Oh no!
Oh,
you'd actually go and see him.
Greece is also up there, but then, yeah, imagine if you could go back and say, fellas, Jesus is real.
Because I think it would ruin my life if I... Well, I don't know. Okay, I think you've probably got the impression that I'm not a devout Christian at this point. But you literally go anywhere. You could literally go anywhere, and you'd go back to the place with the most common, like, everyone know. If it supposedly did happen, it's all fucking written down, isn't it? You know what happened anyway. All you'd be doing is seeing Tat. Like, why wouldn't you go somewhere that you don't know anything about? You know, ancient Japan with the samurais.
I'm just saying it's on the bloody shore.
Sorry, my, Christ, I got very defensive there, didn't I?
Yeah, because Japan's not documented at all, is it? No one knows anything about Japan.
Christ, you almost made me spit out my water. Goodness me. I'm
not drinking tea
quite quickly. Yeah, see that? See, look, Eastern influence. I like my tea. Yeah, that's another reason why China or Japan can have some. Oh, to be fair, you could go and learn like the arts of feng shui. Do some there. Oh, I just want to go to Japan. This has turned into a Jacob's tourism podcast.
Feng Shui is just putting a sofa in the
Yeah, but you could learn, like...
No. that's the Western sort of, oh, we're going to move the room about and call it Feng Shui.
Well, no, it's like, yeah, but
traditionally,
it is...
it's like about letting spirits and stuff and energy forces flow through your environment, through your surroundings.
So yeah, but could you, yes or no, alter your spirit flows by moving your sofa?
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
See, Andy's been back and studied feng shui.
See, I've already done. That's this, how he knows the answer. Completely, man.
I think you wouldn't want to go anywhere that you could quite easily die, would you? Like, I wouldn't want to go back.
You could quite easily die, like, you know, looking back, the average life expectancy. Further back you go, you get down to about 30.
See, that would be mad, wouldn't it? If you went back and as, like, we're in our 20s.
Actually, I think at some points it goes down, like, your, like, expected life expectancy is about... Andy, can we get you on the map?
Yeah, go on.
Life expectancy is like 20 odd or something. So we'd be done.
Yeah,
we'd
but no, off. That's my point.
What do you want me to type in there?
Life expectancy
olden time.
Through the ages.
This is not turning into the ACP history edition. This is not ACP through the ages. Fuck's sake.
ACP PTA.
That's so funny.
But you would, because imagine if you went back and you were like the oldest person, they were like, what the fuck? This bloke's just arrived and he's older than everyone is. Is he?
He's in his mid 20s. Fucking hell, he's old. And everyone would be really short as well.
Not that short.
Well, yeah, people have got taller, but I don't think you'd go back and it would be like,
right.
I'd go back. Oh, imagine if I was tall. Oh, I'm going back. I'm going back in time, baby. I'd still go back like early 1900s, maybe.
Oh, you've got a whole of history.
Just
so you could go and see the Rolling Stones.
But I don't want to like mince around in a Hessian sack and get cholera. Like I don't want that. Like I do think old timey Japan, so that I can mince around in a samurai outfit. I think that would be pretty sick. But yeah,
samurais weren't very, like, you'd be a high member of society if you were one of them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I reckon I can make it.
Wait your way up.
It is.
just do it up.
In a year. I reckon I could, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd still want to go back and have some, you know, medicine. You don't want to go back and have someone rub leeches onto your face if you've got death.
If you want medicine, you're going back within the last few decades. Like, you're going as far back, like 100 years.
Mm. you know, fuck it, medieval times.
Brilliant.
No. I would definitely go to ancient Greece. I want to go and see Socrates mince around in bare feet, chatting absolute bollocks. I think that would be funny. Because then you kind of know.
Yeah, do that on the ACP podcast.
That's what I do on a regular basis. Yeah, I reckon ancient Greece. Do me.
Nice. I think I would agree with you there.
Oh, Christ, look at us. So well. So, yeah, Lewis, what's yours?
Probably go back to like the 90s.
Experience that rave culture 5 years before you were born.
Great. You're a true 90s kid. Great. No, maybe like, you know, like the Wild West.
You died so quickly.
Have you seen that film that's like something like 100 Ways to Die in the West or something?
I think I find it's 16 million.
Yeah.
No, but like, because I don't think it would be particularly nice to live in one street in the middle of the desert. Like, there wouldn't be any water. You'd actually have to do some hands-on work. You don't like getting your hands dirty.
No, you could. I'll scrub right off my loofah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could mince around.
You can't ride do a that
horse,
now.
But you can't ride a horse. So if you go back and why don't you just learn to ride a horse now then?
Get on, and then you shake the thing up and down, and then you go forward.
The reins.
You take the reins, you shake them up and down, and then
just get on and go. And the horse.
You have to say yeah, don't you? Then they go.
Yes, you do.
It is.
No, you say yeah if you want to get caught. You say come on, girl, and then she'll go off slowly.
How do you steer a horse then?
You pull the reins.
Yeah. Pull left and right.
You pull left and you pull right.
Levers. Mm-hmm. Levers and the handle.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a steering wheel in there.
At that point, why don't you just hold it by his ears and then, like, get more of the... Oh, I don't know.
That hurts the horse, man.
Would you, like, adopt all of, like, the assless chaps and, like, the cowboy boots and the stirrups and the... And...
Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm not going to go back in my hoodie, am I?
Yeah.
The assless chaps.
Who's this geezer just playing on his phone?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the phone?
Oh, well, nice. All right, then. AC. Cheers. AC.
So we went from Greece, Greece.
Yeah, yeah, I think it would be really, like, cool to... I know you said you'd be a normal person, but to, like, you know, be around all the old-timey Greek philosophers and...
Mm. Yeah.
Well, would they just like mince around?
Yeah,
in the
streets? Yeah, they were normal people, weren't they?
And you could go and just do fuck all. You could go and be like a great thinker and literally just do this and spew shit all day. And they'd be like, wow, wow.
I mean, considering how much you know now, you could go back and be like, oh, in the future, there'll be a thing called electricity. Ooh, and they'll be like,
yeah,
what?
Like, oh, how does it work? Like, and you'd be like, I plug it in the wall. Also, and they'd be like, yeah, but how does that work? It's like, I don't know. It just works.
You're forgetting that me and Andy, if we go back to ancient Greece, we can mince around with just a sheet on, whereas you have to wear clothes. Arseless chaps.
I wear, what are they called? What's the...
They are stirrups. They're stirrups.
that would...
You're in the Wild West.
Someone would be riding you if you had stirrups on.
It's dangling down.
Oh, wait, what's
the...
I can't remember the name.
I don't know. With the, like, spikes on the back. They go cha-ching, cha-ching as you're walking through town.
Yeah, and as you walk...
I think you'd get shot if you had a pistol.
Walk along.
Everyone has pistols in America. They all get shot.
Everyone and their moms are packing around there.
I don't know. Right. Anyway, AC. You can get. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll leave it there. Fucking hell. That's like we can have a history session at some point.
Right. ACP on the IG.
AC
through the ages. Right. Me next.
Me. Spurs. The little things on the
Spurs. Tottenham.
Ah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Jacob, boy.
Are you next?
Right. My question. It's me. It's all about me.
It's the me show.
It is the me. It's the me cast. So I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure whether Andy will be as passionate about this question. But I feel me and you could butt heads in this one, Lewis. So my question is, nice. I'll dive in, go straight in the deep end. Which brand of beans are the best?
Oh my god. It doesn't matter. They're the same. They're just beans.
No,
they're not the same, Andy.
They're not all the same.
Oh, come on.
They are not all the same. They are different beans. And
you've got the texture of the beans themselves. You've got the viscosity of the actual sauce.
The sweetness of the sauce. The sauciness. Viscosity, I think it was wateriness, isn't it? That's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. But I also think there's different tastes. Like, you have... I find the artisan are definitely worse.
Well, it's sort of like the bit, you know, unique... shit ones that try and be a bit more, you know.
Yeah, because you're partial to a five bean, aren't you?
I am partial to a five bean.
So for a five bean? See, I'm not. I'm classic. Keep it classic. Keep it classic red sauce.
I think it's all about the texture of that one.
Hmm.
And you've got different size beans. It's a party in your mouth.
But I knew Andy would be displeased with the state of this.
Welcome to the All Right Cheers Fall Asleep podcast. I'm your host, cheers, Bean Man. On today's episode, we talk about beans. If you make it past 5 minutes, you get a gold star.
But I think the question is flawed because it only has one answer.
No, see, this is the thing, because I have recently just realised that that answer is not correct, and that I have a...
Enlighten me, then.
No, well...
Actually, no, enlighten Andy. I'm sure he wants to know.
Lewis, I think you should go first, because I'm asking the question, and I think I know what your answer will be, but...
Well, I think... I like... You know me. I like beans.
Yeah. They call you Mr. Bean, don't they?
They call me Mr. Bean. A man who likes beans goes with Heinz. Because, of course, beans means Heinz.
But once you've cheated on Heinz and you've gone with other brands, you realise that Heinz is not the best. Heinz is too sweet. It just tastes like spaghetti hoops after you've gone out and the world... You've become a cultured man. You're a seasoned veteran at the art of tasting beans.
See, I wouldn't agree because I've had five beans, yeah. Very, very recently.
Yeah.
Do you mean like today?
Like as in your last meal was just five beans?
Within the past hour.
Brilliant.
I knew this would be a good question. Okay.
There's no surprise because the podcast has to be fueled with something.
Yeah. Well, fueled with beans.
Sponsored.
So,
full of beans.
Having an extensive, you know, range of beanie testing, all the way from the cheap stuff, we're talking like Sainsbury's Extra, whatever it is at the bottom, all the way up to, like, let's be honest, Waitrose. Ooh, beans. And I think
someone's doing well.
I think my favourite go-to beans are, and you're not going to like this, Branston's beans. Like
Branston's. See, I've never in my life have I looked at Branston beans and wanted to pick them up. But now, maybe I will.
It's a bit niche because the tin is black, and that's not necessarily... You don't look at an all-black tin and go, I want to put that in my mouth.
Yum.
Yum. You could look at it the other way. It could be like the Amex Platinum of beans. Yeah. Like, because it's in a black can, it's like the most premium bean you'll ever have.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm telling you, you have a Branston bean, and then you go back to your Heinz, and I'm telling you, the Heinz will taste like spaghetti hoops.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Mm. I'm going to try the Branston beans, I will get back to you on that.
Do you like a sweeter bean?
Please,
I like
stop.
My beans. I like my beans full of milk. So I don't care how they taste.
Yeah.
No, I think... honestly, I didn't get the sweet vibe from the five beans today. Maybe I should go back to the classic beans. I find that the 50% less, not 50% extra, the 50% less sugar ones.
They are a bit tart.
They are. They're worse, but they're not as sweet, I find.
Yeah. So my question actually, Andy, is why don't you want to take part in the beanie chat?
You actually said that yourself. I don't mind. It's okay.
Mm.
If I did have an opinion,
yeah,
which I don't. But if I did, I didn't even know that there were any other brands other than Heinz. Firstly, yeah,
but surely when you go into Schmidl or Lewis Capaldi, you see
nice.
You can see that there are different,
Oh yeah, but they're just like their own brands, aren't they?
But
like,
that's what I'm referring to because they all taste different. They taste different.
So I used to live not a million miles away from a Waitrose, and that would be where I'd get my essentials.
Living the high life.
If I may interject, actually, if you buy cheap at Waitrose, if you buy their essential stuff, it's really not that much more expensive than like regular Tesco or Sainsbury's or whatever like stuff. It's if you buy like turkey breast infused with caviar, that's going to be expensive. But you don't buy that. You don't buy like the £4 smoothie bottle.
All right, Elon Musk, I will take your word.
Anyway, I did used to buy the Waitrose essential beans, and they're all right. I could vibe with them, to be honest.
I agree. The Waitrose beans are a high quality bean. They've got their bean products.
That's my opinion. Thanks.
I feel like I've been so ingrained in the Heinz branding. Mm. I haven't broadened my horizons recently. There you go. That's what they've done their job. They've sucked me in. They've made me not think about any other beans. Mm. I need to go inside Lewis Capaldi. Yeah.
Please don't.
And try some more beans.
No, I reckon just go to a corner shop and get yourself some Branston's. Get yourself some Branston's beans. And, this episode's not sponsored by Branston's. If you want to sponsor the podcast, Branston's. I've said Branston's a lot now.
Send me beans.
Cover me in beans. Yeah. Oh, beam me up. Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Well, you mentioned spaghetti hoops earlier.
Yes.
Is the sauce in spaghetti hoops the same as they put in the beans?
See, I'm starting to think that it might be, yes.
Mm. We could do a taste test maybe one day, a blind taste test.
Or maybe... for the racket. maybe we could do a taste testing bean episode.
Oh,
Blimey.
That could be like our 7,000th
episode. You want. A taste testing bean episode live stream, then tweet us at Cheers All Right or on the AC Pig.
Tweet us more abuse, please. God, I hated the bean episode.
I hate beans. I hate the AC beans.
Stop talking about beans. Yes. Stop talking about... Do you like... Have you tried the barbecue beans?
I've made my own barbecue beans.
I thought it was over.
Barbecue cheesy beans. Because we all know cheesy beans are best when you...
Big beans are the best. Cheesy beans are the best.
Big beans are the best. Season them all the time. You, as you take the beans off the heat, you put the shredded cheese and you slowly infuse the beans with the shredded cheese.
This is where you're incorrect. You don't infuse the cheese into the beans while it's cooking. It's a sprinkling over the top as a garnish. A cheesy garnish.
I do that as well. But you, I get the best of both worlds, because then you get this, like, you get the stringing of the grated cheese, and you're just, oh, you're having a whale of a time. Your mouth is happy as Larry.
You can barely taste any of that through the mountain of mayo that you've put on the side.
This is just as a side to my jar of mayo.
Would you have coleslaw and beans on toast?
I'm sure that I could give that a try.
See, I think the textures would be a bit interesting.
I'm not that fussy. If it's got mayo in it, put it in my mouth. Should we leave it there? I think that's all right. Cheers. Andy's gone to sleep.
Yeah, Andy, I told you Andy gets cross. Well, me and you just laugh at everything. That is what happens.
He's given us our bean.
I'm happy to take an AC on the B, the AC bean. Yeah.
So, the AC bean cast.
In the bathroom. Have you finished the bean chat?
Yeah. I have.
You have. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you, AC.
Well, I'm not quite. Was it? No.
And another thing.
I just love beans. Yeah.
I think it's on to the next question, which is for you, Muzza.
Yeah, right, let's go. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, right, I'm asking you, both of you, and our listeners at home, what is your favourite time of day?
What a great question.
This is right. This you can learn a lot about a man or woman from what time of day they enjoy. they like the most.
What time of day they enjoy. This is
like which do they feel? Yeah, that's I like that time. That's a nice time.
This this question has the same sort of energy as my jingle did at the beginning of this episode.
The good thing is that. Because it's the last question, no one's listening anymore after the beans. So it does. Everyone's got annoyed at you for talking about beans all so much that they can't get annoyed at me because they're not listening anymore. So it's fine. I'm not bothered. This is just us three now. We're fine.
We can say whatever we want.
My PIN number is.
Tom. Yeah, good. what is my? I do like a morning.
Yeah, you are a morning man.
I was going to say you are a morning man. You get up, just willingly at.
At the moment, I wake up without an alarm almost every day at 6:30. It just happens.
But do you wake up and feel refreshed?
Well, that's because you know I go to bed at like 7:30. I just get way too tired. I feel good in the morning. I feel fresh. But even if I wake up at 6:30, it doesn't necessarily get out of bed. You know, go and get yourself a coffee, mince about, watch some tat on YouTube.
Yeah, coffee in bed.
Lovely. And then you've got extra time in the morning.
You can tell how different to my sister I am, but she said she willingly gets up at like 5:30, 5:45 every morning, goes for an hour walk in the morning before work, really? Before doing anything else. And there's me, the alarm goes off, and I'm just, oh, why do I have to be awake? that's at about 1:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, it's just I'm just not a morning person. I don't know if I ever will be.
I'm also obviously not a morning person. but I think you can train yourself to be a morning person. I think.
Well, you know, I don't know if this is actually true, but I've heard that it is some sort of genetic prehistoric ingrained thing that you're either a morning person.
Do you know the reason why?
Something about looking out. For
the tribe. So your tribe split into two people: the people that look after the tribe in the morning, and then get to a certain point, and then you have the other people like you two, lazy layabouts. They get up at 3:00 PM, but then are happy to mince about all night and look around.
But we're not. Yeah, that doesn't mean you're a lazy layabout. You're doing the same hours.
You're not like sleeping any longer. You still got the same amount of waking like hours that you're awake.
The other thing I'm interested in is the fact that me and you, Lewis, are partial to a midday nap because we're 60 years old already.
I do sometimes have lunch and things.
I'll just
lovely.
It's either like I could have a coffee or I could have a snooze. It's like, well, I know which one I prefer, so to bed we go. But Andy, you get cross every time I have a nap because you're like,
I don't. You keep saying I get cross about things. I'm not getting outrageously angry about you napping in the day.
When we,
I just don't do it myself.
Well, when we had that holiday last year. The three of us, not the three of us, the three individuals went camping. And then you and our other friend went, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a nap. And you two were like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with a nap. I think a nap just means that you've been doing overtime during the day and you just need a little recharge. Straight into the evening.
Yeah.
Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe when I nap, well, I don't nap, but when I feel the need to go get into bed at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon, evening, is I would then wake up at 3 AM, outrageously confused as to what's going on. Do you set an alarm when you nap?
No.
Well, sometimes if I've got something planned for later on, like. Maybe we're before, you know, long ago, remember when we used to go out to the pub? If we had sort of like a big night planned, I'd sort of get a nap in.
What time would you nap though?
And then I'd set an alarm. See, this is the thing. You go past a certain time.
Because it's just it turns into a sleep. Because it turns into night time.
Exactly. This is an evolution of the question. When does nap time?
See, I think anything. If you're going for a nap past 4:00, that is going into when you wake up, you won't sleep. Because I'm like,
well, I fucked it today, haven't I?
Yeah, because like my nap is definitely 12 till 4. That's my nap period. Because I got up today at 4:00 and then. Not like sleep for 4 hours. I mean, that's...
Have some lunch. Sleep all afternoon.
Yeah.
Time for dinner.
In Spain, isn't it? You have some lunch, go, ooh, it's a bit hot. I'll have a nap. Sleep for the rest of the day. Oh, well, I can't do any more work now.
I know that's actually true in Italy.
They shut their shops at lunchtime, didn't they?
They have like 2-hour lunch breaks.
Oh yeah, you're the well-cultured traveled man that you are.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah,
basically. Well, Lewis just went. did you do some traveling? No, I just went and looked inside a factory for weeks and came back.
I didn't go on holiday.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you just really like factories. Some people that like museums, but they're like, no, I'm gonna go on a factory tour.
Yeah. Just love
factory. Or like your factory. Oh, I bloody love this factory.
Lovely factory. But yeah, it's going back to your point, Andy. I do like, I'm more of an evening man. I like an evening. You sort of, you can start winding down, but then if you, if you've had a good day, the evening's generally good as well. If you've had a bad day, you can have a nap and then just chill out. So evening gets better. Morning, no, always shit.
It's not, it's always shit.
The fact that I'm awake is the worst part.
I wish I closed my eyes and never woke up.
That's really quite sad.
Well, you know what? If I could close my eyes and woke up and the world was normal, that would be ideal.
Go in a coma if you
want. How would you describe normal?
Normal. You know what, though? Soon we can drink in the park. Well, I mean, alcoholics do that on the regs, don't they? But, like, normal... normal people can go and drink in the park and it was acceptable.
Go and drink in the park. Wow.
How exciting.
There you go. AC, Andrew. You can have the all right cheers.
Hey, what was yours? So yours, Jacob, was what, like?
I'd much rather, if someone was like, you have today, like, no, tomorrow, right, I have the choice of either getting up at 4 and then spending the rest of the day awake, or staying awake until 3 in the morning, getting up at 4 every day of the week. Like, it's no brainer.
That wasn't the question.
That's not the question.
Well, okay, so my favorite time of day. Early morning, sunrise. Ooh.
What, like 6?
Well, but I'm not awake at 6. I just like a morning time, you know.
Sure.
Between 6 and 9. Brilliant.
And then Lewis, you were evening, weren't you?
I'm more of a, I do like a sunset, I'd say, from maybe about 7 until 9 o'clock is
bedtime.
Is brilliant. Yeah. It's bedtime. Bedtime for you.
Nice.
What about you, Andy? When's your favourite time of the day?
I'd probably say the hours that I find myself enjoying the most. It's probably like around 1-2 a.m. I'd say.
What is?
Because they're the hours, right? They're the hours where you get your thinking done. You have your like epiphanies. You find motivation in those hours.
What is wrong with you?
By this point, Jacob and I.
What
are
is wrong with you?
Long
honestly.
Gone.
Honestly, I know I've said this to you before, Mr. Jacob, but if you like a two a.m. drive, going for a drive at 2 a.m. is like esoteric. It's such a good experience.
No, it's like driving around at 2 o'clock in the morning is what you do if you're a psychopathic murderer looking for your victims.
It's not.
No, admittedly, I do prefer night driving. Good. That is one. Evening tonight, just when there's no fucking traffic. I hate traffic.
I think
I told you that I hate traffic.
Had a whole ruddy episode on.
Have a look back at some previous episodes where I talked about
there's
my hatred of traffic
and extra traffic in the
beans and traffic.
I think I would appreciate driving at night more if I didn't have to drive my spectacular vehicle. But
I suppose so. It's not really like, it's not about driving fast because the roads are empty, or it's not about, it's just sort of about being, at one with
the beast.
Yourself.
One with yourself. The thing is, when you, in the bit where Lewis asks you where your question is, in my head, I was like, it'll be funny if he says 2 o'clock in the morning. And then you said it, and I was like, that's absolutely outrageous behaviour. Who in their right mind thinks 2 o'clock in the morning is the... Oh, no. No. I've never...
It's brilliant.
Nothing ever good happens past midnight, or past 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe. Like, nothing positive happens.
All good things do. All the best things.
There's a reason more crime happens at night time.
Yeah, it's because it's dark, so you're not going to get caught, are you?
No.
Andy knows that.
He's driving around in his big van. Yeah.
His hoodie. And his hoodie.
Yeah, well, me and Lewis are, you know, so full of beans, we passed out a few hours ago, so it's fine.
Yeah. I'm feeling now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
bean down. Christ.
Thank you for your answers. They were genuinely interesting.
You can have a bloody C for that, you maniac. Psychopath. Thanks. Well, cool.
That's kind of taken me into my ending answer. Because when you think about it, you're asleep for about, let me say, about a third of your life. So if you think, if you live to 90, you've actually only lived for 60 years, or you've seen 60 years. Imagine just...
I quite like the time fact is precious. I would have been asleep for 30 years. Like, okay, here's a quick question. If I know, end an anecdote, but we'll just you know, expand. If you could close your eyes, would you? If someone said you can get all of your sleep done tonight for the rest of your life, and you'll be awake for the rest of your living, or you continue your sleep pattern. You wouldn't be tired though.
So instead of
why would I sleep for the next 20
imagine what
years?
The world would be like in 20 years.
I wake up and be 40 odd.
Yeah, but then
that's
like,
a valid point. You wouldn't wake up our age now.
Everyone I know is dead.
20 years.
20 years.
No. No, I know a lot more.
But like,
I know.
But then you might be a bit older. But then I reckon you'd sleep more the older you get, don't you? So you'd spend all of your last few years totally awake and aware. You know.
Once you have no energy.
Slowly deteriorate.
A sleepless nightmare.
That's all we've got time for, unfortunately. No, I'd rather not sleep away the next couple of decades.
No,
if that's
the men are here and it's happening. We're going to pump you full of beans and you'll wake up in 20 years.
Men, give me the biv.
Oh, pass the biv. Oh, for goodness sake. Right, well... Andy, any ending anecdotes?
No, I don't think I do. I used two of mine at the beginning, so we'll save them for next time.
Do I have any? I kind of do. I've been, you know, I feel like each episode I come with a different thing that I've become addicted to this week. And Easter is around the corner, and I'm addicted to hot cross buns.
They are good.
They fucking slap. But I've been having one like every day. Like I'll have lunch and then I'll think, ooh, I'll have a hot cross bun as pudding. Maybe that's what's sending me into a coma in the afternoon. I'll have so many carbs at lunch. Christ.
Yeah.
Is it hot with a bit of fun? I know some people have them cold.
They're wrong.
People with no patience.
Bit of mindfulness. Come on.
They can't wait like 2 minutes and they just tear open the bag. Fistfuls of it in their face.
Eat the plastic as well.
A mouthful of all four at the same time. Going, correct.
Hot cross bun.
Yeah, that's it. Cool.
Nice.
Bye, Ivy.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening. If you got all the way to the end, you win a prize as per. A prize.
You win. A prize.
And remember,
well done on your
you
prize.
If you ask to see a picture of me, I'll send it to you. No, I'll put it on the pig. On the AC pig. Yeah.
We'll whack it on the pig. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want to send us a question in the link. If you want to follow us on Twitter, follow us at Cheers All Right. If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at All Right Cheers Podcast.
Daniel.
Well,
Yeah, they can follow us on Spotify as well if they want to.
Oh, that'd be amazing. But yeah, IG is going to be full of updates, full of funny quotes, throwbacks, spams, all the good stuff.
Yeah, we are
all the stuff that you don't get
out
here
of your feed. I hope you're looking forward to it, sunshine.
Right. Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Bye-bye.